Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of April 2019. Capital gains on investments made in India through companies in Mauritius and Singapore will become fully taxable from the 1st of April because of revisions in double taxation avoidance agreements, DTAs, with Mauritius and Singapore. Supreme Court has observed that High Court, while dealing with an application under subsection 6 of Section 11 of Arbitration and Conciliation Act, seeking appointment of an independent arbitrator, should first resort to mechanism and appointment of an arbitrator as per terms of contract as agreed by parties. Supreme Court has suspended environmental clearance granted for development of Greenfield International Airport at Mopar in Goa and observed that health of environment is key to preserving right to life as a constitutionally recognized value, under Article 21 of Constitution. Delhi High Court has said it will not proceed with 2G spectrum hearing until the accused, including Swan Telecom's Shahid Usman Balwa, complied with its earlier order and completes a plantation drive. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea by Hindustan Unilever Limited, HUL, manufacturer of the Fair and Lovely range of skin lightening fairness cream, claiming that a TV commercial by MOME Limited for its Fair and Handsome product makes fun of a male using a lady's cream. Delhi High Court has put a stay on Union Government's notification, which had restricted manufacturers of alternative medicine from making claims on providing magical cure for height or mass gain, enhancement of sexual performance or sexual organs. Calcutta High Court has stayed the criminal proceedings against BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Amit Shah, in a defamation case against him. Tripura High Court has observed that mere use of abusive words or filthy language in body posture during speech of a political leader will not come within ambit of provisions of Section 503 or 504 or 506 of the Indian Penal Code, and also upheld the dismissal of complaint against MP Charnadas Baidya. Bombay High Court has directed an institute in Parel to issue a 31-year-old doctor from Jalgaon her diploma certificate in dermatology and venereology without her husband's name, observing that if a woman wants to forget her past, then institute need not be so hyper-technical about issue. Bombay High Court has allowed all state universities to get their annual budgets approved before upcoming Lok Sabha election from Maharashtra government. Bombay High Court has held that when there is a sale of property by court, stamp duty be computed on the fair valuation obtained by the court, if sold at or below the valuation, and the collector need not spend time and money to assess afresh its current market value. Madras High Court has observed that even after 70 years of independence, doctors continue to avoid serving in rural areas, and several methods tried out by the government to convince them have proved to be futile. Madras High Court has upheld the provisions of TN Hostels and Homes for Women and Children, Regulation, Act, 2014, and the rules framed thereunder in 2015. Holding that provisions are for safety and security of hosteliers. Advance Ruling Authority, West Bengal, has held that if the food is supplied by way of or as part of the services associated with organizing social events at the club premises, together with renting of such premises, it would attract 12% GST.